In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Every day, we are pulled into so many directions. Our bosses have expectations of us. Our family members have expectations of us. The bills come in the mail. The emails come in the email box. And everybody wants a part of us. And that's why we feel so many times that we are like broken into pieces, and each piece is pulled into a different direction. This is exactly what the Lord is speaking about in today's gospel. Be anxious about nothing. Do not be anxious is repeated, or why are you anxious is repeated 6 times in today's gospel. And in the original Greek New Testament, the word for anxious is merimnao, which according to Strong's Concordance, it means to be drawn in opposite directions, divided into parts, figuratively, to go to pieces because pulled apart in different directions, like the force exerted by sinful anxiety or worry. This is what the Lord is speaking about. And this is what anxiety is. We are pulled into many different directions and we lose our peace. We lose the communion within us. The solution recommended by the Lord is a very simple one. It is so simple that I am afraid that many of you will not take it into consideration. It was recommended by the Lord 2,000 years ago. It has been recommended by the Holy Fathers for 2,000 years of Christianity. Finally, modern psychology reached the same conclusion, but we still refuse to believe that this is true. What did the Lord recommend? What did the Holy Fathers recommend for 2,000 years? And what is the modern psychology finally coming to the conclusion that yes, this is what works to bring ourselves together and to deal with a daily anxiety? What the Lord recommends is something very, very simple. So simple that it is hard to teach, because this is not something that we could learn. This is something that we have to do, to experience. What the Lord recommends to us when we experience this daily anxiety because of the worries of life is to look at the birds of the air and at the lilies of the field. Thank you very much. Very useful. That's what the mind says, doesn't it? Lord, thank you very much, but the birds of the air and the lilies of the field are not going to pay my bills. And are not going to give a ride to my children to activities. And they have activities scheduled at the same time and the same evening. And I'm only one person. That's what the mind says. And we are pulled into so many different directions because we rely so much on our mind. Especially we, the modern people, the modern educated people, were taught that if we think about it, we will solve it. Is that not what they taught us in school? So much math, and grammar and philosophy and science. The mind can solve anything and everything. The reality is that the greatest scientists, after studying for years and years and years, they reach the conclusion that they are limited. And this is the reality. The mind is limited. So basically what the Lord is recommending is to bring the mind into the heart, to find peace within our heart, and then with the peace that we find in our heart, the mind could think a lot clearer and deal with the issues at hand. Bring the mind into the heart, find peace in the heart, and then take that peace back to the mind and deal with whatever you have to do. So, what's he recommending? To look at the birds of the air. To look at the birds of the air. Now, in the original Greek New Testament, there is an interesting word that the Lord used for looking at the birds of the air. It is emplepo, which again, according to Strong's dictionary, means properly, it comes from en, and blepo, en, means engaged in, and blepo, to look. And Strong says that a deeper meaning of the word is properly to stare at with a looked in gaze, look at in a sustained, concentrated way, with special interest, love, or concern. The other word used for, translated in English with consider the lilies of the field, is not to consider, it's something else. The Greek word is katamanthano. Kata means down to a point, exactly according to, which intensifies, manthano, which means to learn. So to look at the lilies of the field properly through, thoroughly, exactly learn, to grasp something conclusively by considering carefully. So to look at the birds of the air, to stare at the birds of the air, and to look at a lily and to study it like at a microscope. And to learn from it. Now this reminds me of a child at a summer camp. He was about 4 or 5 years old. And all week long he did nothing else than to pick up bugs and to stare at them. And you know what? I was a lot more stressed out than that child at that camp. Because I was worrying about having everything in order and having everything looked after. But that child was looking at the bugs and studying them and having so much peace. Because he was doing exactly what the Lord is telling us to do. To be like little children if we want to make it, to experience the kingdom of heaven. Now, of course, we are grown-up children. And we don't have the comfort of looking and staring at the birds of the air or at the lilies of the field 24 hours a day. But especially when we feel that unrest, that anxiety within us, when we feel that we are being broken into pieces within us, stand still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, we are broken into pieces, and the only way to keep ourselves together is to make the connection with the one who is immovable. With God. And we do that by standing still. And by looking at the birds of the air with a dazed look. Or at a flower, and the Lord recommends looking at nature. Don't look at something created by man because it doesn't have the same harmony. When we look at the birds of the air, what do we see? Peace, harmony. They live so much in communion with God because they just follow the instincts implanted in God by them. When we look at a flower, but in a very specific way, to look, you know, at the very tiny points on the petals of the flowers, at the very intricate veins in the leaf of a flower or of a plant, what do we see? So much harmony. And we realize that God is in control, ultimately, of everything. Look, gaze, learn in a very deep and profound way. Find peace. Take the peace that God implanted in the creation, in His creation, take it within you, bring the mind into your heart, into your spirit. The spirit, hopefully by now, has found peace, and the mind will find the solutions to deal with our daily anxiety. This is what the Lord recommends. And this is what really works in order to find peace and to deal with our daily struggles. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.